Morning. So today's kind of an interesting day because we have two holidays at the same time. We've got Father's Day, which, of course, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And it's also Juneteenth as well, which has been a federal holiday since, I think, for the past few years. And I'm going to explain the relationship between both here in a second. But Juneteenth is a celebration of when finally word got out to slaves in Texas that they were freed, that the end of the Civil War had brought about the end of slavery in the United States. And this is a celebration of when the final remaining amount of enslaved people in the United States had learned of their freedom. And it's a celebration of this this knowledge and this new era in the United States post-slavery. And this is something that is extremely worthwhile to celebrate as Americans, because something that we hold very near and dear to our hearts is the idea that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, the rights of liberty and life and the pursuit of happiness. And we see that when we consider ourselves in the same boat, and the idea that we understand that we were once trapped and enslaved by this world as Christians. We were once in a situation where we found ourselves ensnared by everything that this world had to offer, and we understood that Jesus Christ was our emancipation, that the gift of Jesus Christ on the cross and that sacrifice, we are freed, that we have broken the chains of bondage from this world, and we entered in into servitude to God, that true liberation and that true freedom through Him. And so when we think about what today means about learning of freedom here in the United States, of those slaves who finally learned that they had been freed, we can reflect back on ourselves as Christians and think to ourselves, when were we freed from this world? When we entered in that death of Jesus Christ and we rose to walk in newness of life through baptism, and we understand that that was made possible by a gift given to us. That was made possible by a gift given to us by our Father. Our Father gave us something that I don't think that I could ever do. If you ask me, Jesse, you're going to have to sacrifice your son or your sons for anything, especially in the way that Jesus Christ was sacrificed, I don't think that I have it within me. But we know that God loved the world so much that He gave that to us. He gave us our freedom. He gave us our liberation. He broke the chains by giving us His Son on the cross, who willingly died for us so that we may have a hope of an eternal life with Him in heaven. These emblems that we're about to partake of celebrate both the Father that gave the Son on the cross, celebrates the Son's sacrifice on the cross through Jesus Christ, and also represents the broken chains that freed us from this world and welcomed us into liberation. Let's go ahead and go to our Heavenly Father in prayer.